Palpatine's office, Senate building, Coruscant.
Palpatine enjoyed Yoda's company because the longer he sat smiling benignly at Yoda, and the longer the greatest Jedi Master failed to recognize Palpatine for what he was, the more satisfying the situation became.
So, this is where centuries of wisdom and power gets you. Oblivious, smug, and self-serving.
General Kenobi was present at the meeting too, but as a hologram. He was still mopping up the Separatist forces on Teth.
Anakin's reached Tatooine, he said. I've received a message that Jabba's son is alive and well, but the ship was under attack. I'm now convinced this kidnap was all part of a plot by Dooku to frame the Republic and alienate the Hutts.
Palpatine shook his head very slowly.
And will Jabba believe Dooku? He's not the most trusting of beings, even for a Hutt.
If Jabba this believes, then ended is our hope of a treaty with them.
Yoda frowned.
In Skywalker, the Republic's only hope lies. Return the Huttlet personally, he must.
As ever, Master Yoda, you summarized the dilemma perfectly, said Palpatine. Yes, restate the obvious. Very effective leadership, Yoda. General Kenobi, is Skywalker up to this task? I know he's an excellent soldier, but this is verging on a diplomatic assignment.
Kenobi nodded emphatically.
Don't worry. Anakin has more experience of dealing with Hutts than most of us. If anyone can placate Jabba and get him on our side, he can. Kenobi out.
The hologram vanished, and Palpatine was left looking at Yoda. The Master had both hands clasped on top of his cane, nodding, an image of senescence that didn't fool him one bit. Yoda might have let the Jedi fall into slow decline and comfortable expedience, but he still wasn't safe to write off. Palpatine leaned forward on his desk, fingers meshed.
Master Yoda, should we send young Skywalker some support? Do you think he can do this?
Impatient the boy is. Given to emotions, too. But in dangerous situations, the most likely to succeed.